Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. I am Vicky Barcelona, and with me, Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, before we get in today.
You can do it. You can do it.
What's our contact info?
We have an Instagram. It's the broadcast 999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029 or email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And we actually did get a message.
Ooh, exciting.
I'm just going to pull it up because I clicked the wrong thing. God dang.
Wow, we're so prepared.
All right, it's from our buddy James.
What's up, James?
I think we talked last week about, did James message us last week? I just want to make sure. I'll read this, and if this sounds familiar, let me know.
Okay.
So, okay, girl, I'm glad you're back. It's great to hear your voice again. I'm listening to your dating app episode.
That was last week for sure.
And I have a huge question for you.
Ooh.
Do you ever get bots that just send you the weirdest stuff or hookers? Being a guy and using dating apps, it's horrible. I'm so glad I'm married and don't have to use them anymore and not having to filter out bots that are always trying to get you to go to crazy websites that turn out to be scammers, dudes stealing girls' photos and catfishing you. Or the one I hate the most is getting a message and you're like, oh, sweet, that's a girl's hot. Turns out that she's a hooker. Then there's the fact we have to think very hard about what we are going to say because everything can come across creepy. It's like walking on eggshells all the time, and I know this doesn't compare to getting an unsolicited D-pic. Sorry for the long text. Looking forward to the next week's cast. So I don't think I've ever received a bot in all my years of online dating. I've never had a bot because I don't think...
Maybe they filter those out. Well, because I know, like, have you had one, like, Instagram or, like...
I mean, well, not on a dating app. Like, mm-hmm. I've had bots on Facebook and all that stuff. But on a dating app, I don't think... I think they're smart enough to know that, like, it's hard for a guy to get noticed on a dating app. So you have to be really, really, like, smart about it. And it's usually these bots come from other countries, so you can tell when it's a little different sounding.
Yeah.
That it's not real.
Hello, Vicky. How are you?
Right. So it's like,
I think it's funny because...
Or you see really hot guys and it's like, okay, you look almost like a movie star. There's no way in hell. Like, maybe Tinder, I believe it, but like on OkCupid or Plenty of Fish, I'm like, no.
I'm so bad and I'm so gullible because I look at like a lot of messages on BJ's social media and he gets a lot of bots in his Instagram. So it's like, you have to look at the request. Quest messages. It doesn't just come up in your messages. And so I'm like, I'll be like, oh, wow, she's so pretty. Why is she trying to talk to my dad? Or like if they're super like, oh, hey, like, how's your day? Like something just nice. Mm-hmm. Like he's more smart about it being like, no, I think she's a bot. Like she didn't mention the show. And like sometimes it'll be very like, check out my profile or like, yeah, you should add me on Snapchat and stuff like that. Yeah, and then now I'm like,
you're learning.
Seems fishy, but I'm so gullible. I'd be like, oh, this pretty girl wants to talk to me. Oh, this pretty guy wants to talk to me.
You go look at their friends. If they have four friends or they're all other just women that are equally gorgeous, you know, those are other bots.
Yeah. And it's not from this country. It's a little like, how'd you find me?
Exactly.
You don't want to talk to me. You're not real.
On a lighter subject, Vicky, Sarah, here's some sex rules that everyone should follow. And I'm going to try to censor them as best as I can.
Ooh, sex rules. Let's see if we agree.
And it says unspoken rules of sex.
Okay.
So 50% of the, number one, it's 50% of the time when a woman says, don't stop, I'm about to get there, it'll make the guy get there and ruin her experience or her getting there. It's a cruel glitch that hasn't been patched.
So we shouldn't ever say that.
Yeah.
Unless we're lying and we want you to hurry up.
Actually, there was my first boyfriend as an adult, like I was 18, and he would always want me to dirty talk, but I was super self-conscious then. Like now I can dirty talk all day long. I'm super great at it.
Yeah.
But I was super self-conscious with him. And so whenever he would be taking too long, I'd start doing the dirty talk, and it was just like that.
Instant.
And it was just like, it was my little secret weapon.
To be like, all right, I'm over this.
Yes, I'm done.
Baby, let's do it.
Wash your genitals is number two.
Yeah, dude.
Girls, don't be careful with what you put around there. The vagina is a self-cleaning part of your body. So you don't really have to... Don't have to use anything with fragrances. Don't do any of that.
Oh, except I use Summer's Eve like no other. That is specifically for your hoo-ha.
Even then, they say that's...
Oh, just, I love it.
When I have it, I used to use it, but there's a body wash meant for your hoo-ha.
Yeah.
But I would use it for shaving.
Oh, weird.
That's what I use it for. But it's really unnecessary. It's just another way for you to spend money.
I would say definitely to... Well, and it balances your pH. Well, it says it does.
I mean, your body, unless you have an issue going on, your body, your vagina will balance its pH out by itself.
Really? Is that how people get like yeast infections?
They get yeast infections because something else gets introduced.
There's something it's else. Intruding in
something
my
else gets introduced, and that's what messes up the pH. Whether it's a bacteria, you know, from dirty stuff,
or
not washing your hands, or whatever, not wiping properly, that sort of thing.
Oh, I would also say, especially if you're new, if you're newly dating someone, or if you're like going out planning on hooking up with someone too, and make sure it like is prime down there,
right?
Because now
whatever prime is in your world,
clean and doesn't smell bad, because that is like one of the biggest.
Here's the thing: if something smells bad, that means typically that there's something wrong.
Well, not like bad, yes, like that, but bad as in like when you're like
sweaty,
like
when you've been at the gym all day.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
But yeah, there's some guys like I'm like they totally like the 70s look, so it's like that's not my jam.
No, like that's not my jam.
But there's guys that like it, girls that like it, so more power to you. There's a different number 3, don't lie about being on the pill. So there's a thing, have you heard of I think it's called unsheathing or sheathing or something like that.
Mm-mm.
Basically it's where guys put on a condom and then take it off partway through so they can have sex and have it feel better.
Oh, does the girl usually notice?
In this, what the bad part about this is that there was this argument. I don't know if they made it like illegal or whatever, but the argument is she consented to sex with a condom.
Yeah.
She didn't consent to sex without a condom. So in a sense, you're committing sexual assault.
Dude, that would be tricky in a lawsuit.
Because you don't know if they have a disease, you don't want to get pregnant, like they impregnate you, so it's a lot of stuff. I think on the other way around, that's the same thing. It's like, oh, I'm on the pill. Like, again, is it going to hold up in court? But
yeah,
I
is that like, illegal to lie about that?
I don't think it's illegal to, but I feel like if you do it, you're a horrible human being.
Oh, yeah, that's all types of effed up. But
I would,
sadly, a lot of girls do that.
Although, even when I was on the pill, I'd tell people I wasn't. Because they're like, well, then we can use a condom. And it's like, we don't have to use a condom. You're on the pill, right? It's like, nope, I'm not on the pill. Sorry, you want to get pregnant?
Dang. Sometimes they don't even care. Sometimes they'll risk it. They'll like, all right, well, I'll just, that's fine.
Yep. And I'm like, no, you're using one. Otherwise, we're not doing this.
Well, it's so crazy nowadays, too, because there's so much more than just a pill. Like, you can be like, oh, no, but I have a different form of birth control.
Right.
Like, I have the Implanon, or I have the NuvaRing, or I have, and like.
Some of that stuff you can prove.
Well,
like the NuvaRing.
Yeah, but I'd be surprised if a guy was like, okay, well, let me feel it. You know what?
Right, let me find it.
Yeah. Or like, let me feel your Implanon. Or like, sometimes, there's so many.
I have an IUD, and it was funny because I went in to my chiropractor about a year ago and we had to do an x-ray.
Oh, could you see it?
Yeah, you could see it in the x-ray. It was like, boom, bright. It was funny. He's like, and there's your IUD. I'm like, oh, wow.
That is so weird. And like, could be slightly awkward if you weren't prepared for that.
Right. I was just like, oh, hey, there it is.
Well, it's like, even when I'm like, I'm on the pill, like I could easily just not take my pill.
Right.
Even if you were right there and like, I was about to take it, I could easily just pretend. Right. Like,
yeah. So it's just not a cool thing to do. Number 4, the difference between a fetish and a felony is checking beforehand, which I've made the mistake of not fully communicating before, like getting all like the guy had expressed interest earlier in the day. Like, I want to do more of the bondage stuff and I want you to dominate me and I want this and that. I want you to take charge. I'm like, OK, cool.
Yeah.
And I think we had regular sex. We went out, got real drunk during St. Patrick's Day.
Holler.
And came back. And I did not tell him, hey, let's try this. I just started to, thought he would play along.
What'd you start to do? Can I know?
Like, I pushed him up against the wall, like, ooh, really hard.
Yeah,
like,
you did.
Yeah, let's go. And so, because he was really drunk and I was really drunk, the next thing I know, because I don't remember any of this, like, between time.
Yeah.
I'm on the ground.
Oh.
And he put me in a chokehold because he thought I was legit fighting him.
Oh.
Like, he thought I was going to attack him.
Yeah, and he was like, this is.
And he didn't want to hit me or hurt me, so he's like, let me put her to sleep. And I'm like, please. And like, I'm tapping out. Like, please, like, go. Okay. Like, I know. No. That's not what I was doing. I'm not going to attack you. He's like, I don't know that you're not going to attack me. I'm like, I'm not going to. I swear to God, I have to throw up now.
I'm trying to be sexy.
And like, we talk about it afterwards and we laugh about it now. But
Did you throw up?
Oh, yeah. I proceeded to go to the bathroom and throw up.
What?
Because of the, like, sloshing around and rolling on the ground.
And he was, like, was he choking you, like, hard?
Well, like, he was trying to get me to go to sleep. Yeah, like, so you put
he was really trying to, like, pass you out.
Like, you see in the movies, like, the arm around. And, like, he knew what he was doing. Like,
yeah, he wasn't going to kill you. But... Yeah.
But, like, his arm was around me. And I was paranoid because I've never fainted. I've never passed out, like, from something like that before.
Yeah.
So I was super scared.
Oh, dude, I can imagine. Like, afterwards, was it, like, awkward at all?
It was one of those, like, we woke up, like, hey, hey, and then we talked about it and then left.
Oh, okay, that's good, because I'd be like, damn, you're strong. You could easily have killed me.
I mean, you could have. Yeah, I was pretty drunk, and I'd be like, oh, God, that was an awful hangover. Awful. Oh,
even though you puked.
Yeah, you would, like, right?
Right.
You know that's a bad one.
Ugh.
If you're using certain beads.
Oh, yes.
Do not... remove them and say, and the winning Powerball numbers are. Okay, that's just funny.
Oh, that I would probably enjoy that more if that happened, if I was using those beads.
I also heard, like, don't pull really, really hard, like you're trying to start a cold lawnmower.
Oh,
just woof. Have you ever pulled have you ever tried starting a lawnmower?
I've never, no. I mean, like a real lawnmower, yes. But I've never used
those.
No.
No, but I mean a lawnmower.
Oh, like, yeah, yeah. I mean, like old school?
Yeah, like trying to pull on it to get the...
Shoo. Yeah, you do it a few times because it's not like
it's cold. Come on.
Yeah, I don't really have... I don't know. I don't... Have you ever used the beads?
A long time ago, but yeah. But they were, like, a little different.
Were you receiving or giving?
Receiving.
Both? I think I'm really? Giving. Yeah.
But they weren't really like your typical ones. They had the same shape, but they were like, you know, like when I think of them, I think of like those beaded necklaces you kind of get at Mardi Gras and stuff, but bigger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you know how they're kind of flimsy, you can like whatever. This was kind of all one piece. So it had the shape, but it was kind of like all solid.
Okay. There was it wasn't like a necklace. It was just like a stick.
Like kind of. It was kind of like a solid piece. I don't know how to explain it.
How was it?
It was fine. It was
whatever.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it was cool, but it was weird dating that guy because for one, he left all the stuff we played with out and I came back the next week to his house and they were still out and he hadn't cleaned them and put them away.
That is disgusting.
Exactly. And I'm like, nope, nope. Mm-mm,
oh, God.
And like his room, he had like a bunch of roommates. Cause I mean, when you're young, you have a bunch of roommates. And so I would like, went to like go to the bathroom and shower and all that stuff afterwards. And like, it's all boys. So the bathroom was gross.
Yeah.
There's like four or five of them. And like, they were all just gaming outside. So I'm like, so we did all this with them next door. I'm so like,
hi guys.
So it kind of ruined the experience a little bit.
Would you try it again?
It depends on the person.
Yeah, like if they were really into it, you'd be like, okay.
Let's try. As a guy, it is unspoken law to alert your partner before you get to where you're trying to go.
Oh, like you gotta let them know. Surprise?
It's like
in any
situation. Yeah.
Can I say that?
I don't know. Let's just keep it just in case.
Let's just not. Sorry.
I was just thinking, like, we haven't had a...
edit in a while?
In a while, yep.
If we got to get Sailor Sage back on, I'll look better. Right.
Number seven is basically don't pretend that your girlfriend's downstairs is like an old, do you remember the Nintendo cartridges?
Yeah.
Don't do that.
A little blow action.
Yeah, don't blow into it like a Nintendo cartridge.
See, now I want to try like all the things they say not to do. I want to have...
You can go ahead.
Just to like feel what some dudes think they should be doing.
You can go right ahead. I'm not doing that. If you fart while receiving a nice gift, if you will, if you're a dude, and they keep going like nothing happened, you are required to buy your partner something shiny and valuable. She's a champ.
Whatever.
Or he's a champ.
Yeah, whatever they want. And like dinner and
everything.
Yeah.
Marry this person.
That's never happened to me, actually.
I get paranoid when I'm on the other end of it that I would do it.
Oh, yeah. That would be my worst nightmare. But like, I've never had that. A dude.
Yeah. Fart. No. I don't think I have
either. And I like wonder what would.
Depends. If it smelled really bad. But like, dude, I can't.
Well, especially like, what if it's like one of the first few times you guys are hooking up? Like, and now if you have like the relationship, I could be like, are you kidding? Like, I would probably not continue. And I'd be like, because you'd probably laugh and think it's the funniest thing ever. And I was like, okay, well, look, sorry, bye.
Have fun on your own.
But I couldn't imagine, like, if you're trying to impress someone, because, you know, the first time you hook up with someone, you're like, for me, I was always trying to do my A game. Like, I'm going to be the best you've ever had in everything. Right. So then if that happened, I'd be like, oh, man, I just got to keep going.
It's like, right? Always go to the bathroom after sex. It helps prevent infections.
Yes.
Very important.
That is one that I learned a long time ago, and I do every time.
Yes, same. Number 10 is one does not just oops in a certain place.
Oh, hey, my friends have those stories.
It's like not cool. Like, because there's some people like I'll accidentally do it. It's like, no, don't do that. If you receive certain things, you should always return the favor.
Always. My friends are so bad at this. I hear stories where they're like, because I'm always, I ask all the questions. Oh, you hooked up with him? Oh, yeah. Did he like do this? Did you do that? Mm-hmm. Like, did you do that? And like so many times they'll be like, yeah, he did it, but I didn't do it back. Why?
No, see, I feel like it's very much a give and take situation, but I'm really weird. Like, I'll have sex with somebody before I give them that gift, if you will, or let them give me the gift, because I feel like that's more intimate. If I'm just banging you, it's like we're just banging.
Really? Cool. I think the opposite.
Right?
Yeah. But like, if they were to give you that gift, do you feel like need to give them that gift back?
Right.
Or
like,
no?
If they're continuing doing it, some guys, like when you're doing it in the heat of the moment, like they'll finish giving you your gift and then they'll just like pull you to them and then you start doing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then it's like, okay, well, guess I don't have to.
Yeah. But if it doesn't happen, are
then,
you like,
then I proceed to return the favor.
Champ up and do it.
Yes. There's a lot of weird noises during sex. Just get over it.
Oh, I know, but I still don't get. I still hate it.
This one I'm having a hard time with. If she says to not leave, if you will, you absolutely need to leave.
Now I'm like, what is leave?
I mean, you know, before you're done.
If she needs you to leave?
Like, if she asks you not to pull, you must certainly pull.
Oh, you must certainly
You should do it. If she says, don't do it, you should probably do it.
Oh.
I'm guessing like a lot of guys have been screwed over. It's like, oh, I'm on the pill. You should definitely do this. This is sound sketch. I don't really know you, so maybe I shouldn't do this.
Yeah, maybe if it's like a hooking up thing. But let me tell you, Jay Rubs and I, if I tell him to not
leave,
he does not leave me. And he will never leave me, because then I'll be like, what the hell?
If she asks you who your fantasy bang or lay would be.
Oh, yeah, you're like celebrity.
Or just in general, like your fantasy, whatever. Don't say it's their best friend or sibling.
I was, who says that? And then I was just thinking like, oh yeah, celebrity. I'm like, no one would be stupid enough to say it's someone they know.
Right. Cut your nails and file your nails before you do certain activities. Take off your frickin' socks. I hate when I'm watching porn and like this girl's wearing like, and I think they're worse when they're like the ankles or the little short socks.
Yeah, it's worse like that.
They're so ugly. They're so bad.
And the fingernails thing is for, I think, a big thing for dudes.
Mm-hmm.
Big things. And make sure they're clean. Like, it's just nice. But I will say, when you said the ankle thing really turned you off in porn, I was watching a porn the other day and if I was a porn star, I would have to get this fixed. But the girl had chipped ratchet nail polish. She was like grabbing her boobs and like trying to be sexy. I'm like, girl, your nails are really not popping. Like, it was like the weirdest thing that I would never think, even in mind.
Yeah,
would.
And that just shows you the difference between men and women. Like, women notice this and get fixated on it.
You're like, your ankle socks. I'm like, your nail polish.
I feel like the only time I feel like chipped nail polish would be okay is if it's like an outdoor, like one of those scenarios.
They're like camping the woods or something.
Or whatever. Yeah. It's like, or, you know.
They're like fixing a car.
Yeah, something.
Yeah. No, this was just trying to be
regular,
sexy.
Regular, whatever. When you're switching from any position to, you know, doggy style, do not yell beast mode.
Wait, would the girl yell that or the guy?
I don't know. And I feel like nobody should say this. And number 18 is don't forget to include a tip if you're paying.
Oh, yes.
If you got a hooker.
Tip those hoes.
I ain't
just kidding. We don't approve of that in the state of Washington. But if you're in Nevada, tip those hoes.
Or if you're in a different country.
Oh, yeah, Amsterdam. really tip those hoes.
I don't know if they have tipping in Amsterdam. Anywho.
But still, give them a little extra.
All right. Oh, that actually took up the entire
episode. Liked that. I don't think I'll try to think if I have any rules. Any like other rules.
If we're in an open type situation where it's like we're still casual, it's like always condoms with everybody you go with.
Listen to Vicky. Yeah, I was terrible at this.
Always use condoms.
Because it's just smart. And ladies, STDs are a thing.
Yeah, ladies, always keep condoms on hand. By the way, always keep a variety of condoms on hand.
Like the large ones and the small ones?
Yeah, because some guys, maybe they're not they're more of a Coke can, if you will. And regular ones don't fit.
Oh, what if, do the big ones get like loose on little guys?
Yeah, I tried, dude. I got a really effed up story.
Oh, God. Because I wonder if they would just elastic, you know?
Like if a big, like a big condom, like the extra large ones on a, not an extra large dude.
Yeah, like I thought maybe they would just like go to the size. Oh, yeah, no. I mean, Did that happen? It
kind of, we didn't end up having sex. It was a guy I went to school with. Like I've known him since elementary school. And like as adults, he became my workout partner. This was years and years and years ago. And we started like flirting and talking online, catching up. And then one night, I'm over and we're hanging out, we're making out, you know, doing some stuff. And I'm like, oh my Jesus, that's not, that is very below average.
I
literally was out of condoms, and that was the only one I had in my bag was an extra large one.
So did you offer it to him?
I'm like, yeah. I'm like, if you think this will work. And so we decided.
Oh, did you say that?
And I'm just like, yeah. I'm like, I know these are weird, but like, this is the only one I have. And it's
really large. And you're not.
I don't remember if we tried it on.
What did he say? Did he like?
He's like, we'll do this another. Like, we'll finish, you know, we'll, what we started today some other time.
And did you?
No.
You were
I don't know why. I don't remember. It was so long ago.
So
I don't remember.
So you still would have if he wanted to.
I was very
turned off.
Not turned off. I was worried that by having sex with a condom that didn't fit, it would fall off, and I don't know.
Then it would just be chill. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to risk anything.
But you would have slept with him at a later date with the appropriate condom.
I don't remember. Because I don't remember why we stopped hanging out. He had a lot of issues that he's since overcome, and he's married and has kids now, so I'm really happy that he's sober now,
because
he was on his path to sobriety when I first met him, but he was still like really
struggling,
so that's kind of maybe why I distanced myself from him. But I'm really happy that he's finally, because I'm still friends with him on Facebook. I've known him almost my entire life.
Well, and also this is a good thing for dudes, is you should always have condoms at your house.
Do not put them in your wallet.
Where are they supposed to keep them, though?
The wallet. By keeping them in your wallet, they're sitting on their wallet, they're handling their wallet, it breaks the condom.
But where are they going to put it, though? If they don't have a car, like they take the bus everywhere, like their wallet, like where would they
If you're going on the bus, I'm assuming, I've seen a lot of people who ride the bus always have a bag. They always carry a backpack or a bag. I have mine. My condoms are in a little tin specifically made for condoms.
But you also have a purse, though.
Yeah.
I'm just saying reality is, like, my boyfriend he does have a fanny pack. He never uses it. But my boyfriend never carries anything but his wallet and keys, like, in his jeans. And so I feel like that's a better place than, like, just your pocket, because then if you don't get laid, you'll forget about it, and then you'll wash it, you know?
Well, that's why you have they have these special little containers for your condoms that'll keep them safe.
They
have a mirror in them.
No,
that's a little weird.
Guy is going to carry a specific condom container. And then if they do and they're out on a date and that like falls out, the girl's going to be like, what? Why do you have a container for your condom? You're the only person that would be like, yes, I understand.
Dude, true story. I totally have seen this. Some condoms will fit. Do you remember the old Game Boys?
Like
where you put the game in, they were kind of, from about like an inch by an inch, like inch and a half, inch by like longer, whatever cartridges. If you can find the old holders for them.
Oh, it fits perfectly.
You can put a condom in there and it protects it.
Oh, that's funny.
And if you don't want anybody to know it's a condom, just color it or put a sticker on it or whatever.
Just for like Pokemon.
Yeah. Just like, these are my Pokemon. They should be Pokemon condoms. We don't want to catch them all.
Pikachu. Yeah, for real. For real.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so
do you have any, like, sex rules?
try to keep it clean because this was hard. This was really hard.
I liked it dirty. Hey, I only swore like two or three times.
A couple times.
That's fine.
All right. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye.